1071 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Great news with Stratford and District Saddle Club that you've likely heard, but of course we'll get all the details this morning with Martin Ritzma. And Martin joins us in the studio. Martin, good morning. Are you staying cool on a day like today?
Good morning, Jamie. It's a wonderful morning, but I think it's going to get a little hot and steamy. But it's great to be in the station.
Oh, for sure. And great news with Stratford District Saddle Club for Canada Day, Martin.
Yeah, we're so happy. You know, talking about the Saddle Club, I've ridden in the parade, I think, for 20 plus years, and certainly was an opportunity for us to help facilitate this year's parade. As you know, the Saddle Club is just down Vivian Line. It's a beautiful location at Murray Sletzauer's home. Just a gorgeous location. So an opportunity for us to step forward as an organization and say, yes, how can we help? And you know, to that end, I want to certainly acknowledge the Kinsmen Club and all that they do in our city. Just coming up this weekend, there'll be the car show that they're hosting. They've been a big help to me. I've talked to Bob Walters many times on the phone and supporting us with, you know, documentation and past floats, etc. So a big shout out. I've said to somebody yesterday, if I can rise to 50% of what they achieved in their past parades, certainly I'd be really happy. So I'm really happy to be involved and to offer Stratford a public want a parade, and we need a parade. You know, you think about this beautiful country of ours and all the challenges that are going on in this world. We need an opportunity to celebrate this beautiful country.
And again, a great shout out to the Kinsmen Club of Stratford, because they still have their Canada Day events later that day at the with the Cirque site and all the fireworks going on. But let's talk about the parade. So first off, it is a different route.
Yes, it is a different route. It's a little longer than other years. And I'll just mention, I just want to take one opportunity with regards to the fireworks and the Kinsmen, and thank you for continuing with that. We have ask the kinsmen to walk the parade and take up collections for the fireworks as well, because that's a big cost. Oh, yeah. And if we can help defer some of those costs through donations along the route, we have offered that to them. So it is a different route with Huron Street under full construction, full swing. We've been diverted from that. And so our route is we will marshal at Lakeside, and that marshaling will take place from 3:30 on Canada Day on Lakeside. So you can enter via off Ontario Street on Front, or for the larger floats coming in off Romeo onto Delamere, down Martin Street and onto Lakeside. So it's a similar marshaling area as the Santa Claus parade. So the parade route itself, you will head up Lakeside, we'll turn north onto Waterloo, and then Waterloo will head west onto Mornington, and then from Mornington we will go north onto McCarthy and finish out at the Rotary Complex. And you know, yesterday I drove the route, and I thought a silver lining is every year after the parade, myself and Pearl Fawcett, we would take our horses, and before we went home, we would stop in at McCarthy Place. And this year, and you know, the residents there are saying, this is the only part of the parade we see. And this year, you know, I thought, you know, the silver lining of this whole thing is right there. They're going to have front row seats. They won't have to fight for it. They're going to have front row seats to see the entire parade. So that's the route. And certainly all that information, I've asked the city to include what we're doing on the parade with the Saddle Club, to include it in one spot on the city website, on the city portal. I think that's really important, so people don't have to jump around and find out, you know, what time the fireworks and what time in the parade is, etc.
Well, that is great news. And we should remind folks, the parade starts at 6 p.m. on July 1st.
6 p.m. And if I may, a number one, I think, concern and responsibility when we're doing any public event is that of safety. And so, you know, we've been in touch with the Stratford Police with regards to cruisers at main intersections. Certainly have had a good meeting with Public Works, you know, with regards to barricades. And so safety requires volunteers. And so we need probably around, we're going to have about 20 barricades. And with that, we'll need about 35 volunteers to man those barricades so that they stay in place. So we're working. I've reached out to Charlie Swartwood and the Council of Churches for volunteers. Certainly going to put out a message to our local high schools. Students can pick up volunteer hours, community service hours, but we want to ensure that we're as safe as possible. And so if there is interest in volunteering, please reach out to me, because that is the number one piece that we have to take care of. We want no injuries during this event.
Oh, absolutely. It is going to be a big day for Canada Day in Stratford. We've got events going on at Market Square. We've got the parade, and also with the Kinsmen Club of Stratford, all the great vendors and entertainment and the fireworks happening at the Cirque site. It's going to be a big, big day now for July 1st.
And it should be. You know, we are a big country. We have lots to be proud of, and this is where everybody in our community can celebrate.
All right. So again, volunteer opportunities are available. You can contact Martin Ritzma, and it's martinritzma@gmail.com. Of course, we'll pass along the details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com, Canada Day in City of Stratford. And Martin, before we let you go, we've got the Stratford Agricultural Society, their big meal, another takeout fundraiser is happening.
Yes, that's coming up, and it's a roast beef dinner, and nice. Their tickets are available. If you go to our Agricultural Society website, all the information is there. It's going to we're changing it up a bit, and we're going with roast beef because we've had and many organizations have had the pork chops over the last little while. So we're changing it up a wee bit. It's a wonderful menu. I encourage people to get a ticket. We have capped the tickets with this particular meal, I believe, to 850. We've gone into the 1200, so we thought let's cap it at 850. So yes, thank you for bringing that forward. And along with the volunteer and other information, whether it's the Ag Society and or the parade, please don't be afraid to reach out to my cell as well, 519-276-9659.
It's going to be a great Canada Day, City of Stratford, with Stratford District Saddle Club and so much more, and be a part of it. Martin Ritzma, thanks for the great news, Martin.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to share.